Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph. We begin about 7 lines from the top with the words Amar Rav Huna. We'll get right into the sugi and you'll see what we're talking about. It's a continuation of yesterday's shir. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna tells us, Hani Bitzo'osa. These Bitzo'osa, Rashi tells us, are a certain type of a canoe-like of a boat. Svinos Kitanos, these are these small boats. Uktsoros, they're very thin and narrow, and they come to a point, Milomata Ad Chudo. So they're curved downwards like a canoe. They come, the bottom of the boat is coming to like a point. So it slopes down from the sides, the walls of the boat, until it makes ad kechudo shosaket, until it makes like a point at the bottom, like a sharp knife. And these are called karim kviti, or maybe something like we have a kayak or a canoe. In any event, these bitzosas, they're also going to be known as bitzis, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that were commonly used in Meishan. So Bitzoso de Meishan, these boats, the question is, what is the status inside this boat? So the girsa that we have is Ein Metaltelin Bohen Elo B'Arba'o. You're only allowed to carry within them on Shabbos. Now, we have the girsa Arba'o, which implies masculine, which implies four tvachim. The Menachem Meishav Nefesh, and the simple way to understand the Gemara, is this is talking about that you're only allowed to carry with them Dalet Amos. It should be Arba, not Arba'o. And the reasoning is because we're making this not into a Rishus HaYachid, we're making this into a Carmelis. The reason we'll explain why in a moment. So this boat over here on Shabbos doesn't give you the status of Rishus HaYachid because it isn't considered having mechitzos around a 4x4 tefach area. The canoe is much longer than 4 tefachim, but in its width, it is going to be less than 4 tefachim. And therefore, the walls around it aren't going to be considered mechitzos around the 4x4 tefach area. And if you don't have mechitzos, a 10 tefachim tall around the 4x4 area, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, and instead it's a Carmelis. That's the way Rashi understands this. And you can see this in the next Rashi, which says, Ein metaltelin besochan. Here's also a mistake in Rashi. The lav Rishus HaYochid ninush ein birchovon arba. Now that implies arba amos. And the Menachem Meishav Nefesh also says this should be arba'a. So you don't have Rishus HaYochid because you don't have walls of 10 tefachim high around the 4x4 tefach area. Because on the bottom it comes to a point, so it's sloping downwards. In the inside of a canoe, it's not a flat bottom, it's a slanty bottom coming to a point. And therefore, ein mechitzos sei mechitzos. The walls don't function as mechitzos over here because it comes to a point. Now, the Gemara qualifies this and says, well, oh, Amoran, we only say that this is not considered a Rishus HaYochid. Elo, Shein bepochus mishlosha arba'a. That's when at the bottom, the point where it becomes wide for tvachim, as the walls slope upwards, the bottom becomes four tvachim, it's more than 3 tvachim from the pointy bottom. In other words, there's no lovet over here. So the only point where you have 4 tvachim in the width of the canoe is more than 3 tvachim from the bottom pointy slope part of the canoe. So there is no width over here that's 4 tvachim within the 3 tvachim of the bottom. And therefore, in this situation, these mechitzos are called hanging mechitzos, the mechitzos tluyos, because even though they slope downwards, the point where they're more than 4 tvachim wide, apart from each other, so at that point in time, there is no floor underneath them that is 4 tvachim wide. And therefore, they have to, quote, hang down and go to the point, and that's called the mechitza teluya, and the mechitza teluya only works by water. There's a kula. We'll learn about it later today. We've learned about it previously. We learned in yesterday's year that you can make these mechitzos teluyos over water, and the rabbis were meikul, because only in Issa the Rabbanan, and therefore they were able to be meikul. Heim amru veheim amru. So in this situation, this boat has a status, according to Rashi, of being a Carmelis, and not a Rishus HaYochid, because the mechitzos are tluyos, because the mechitzos are not within 3 tvachim of the bottom. They're where the width is more than 4 tvachim apart, is more than 3 tvachim from the bottom, and therefore it's not considered Rishus HaYochid, it's considered a Carmelis. Tosus doesn't like this at all. Tosus has a wholly, totally different shot over here for what these bitzos are, and Tosus points out that just like it's not Rishus HaYochid, it's also not going to be a Carmelis. So Tosus has a big problem with Rashi. There are ways to understand Rashi that's not being a problem. So in any event, Tosus has a whole different understanding of what these bitzos are. He has them as being some sort of like a raft type structure with walls around it. You can see pictures of this in the Pirush Chai, but we'll just follow along with Rashi's pshat. In any event, the Gemara continues and says that this is a problem over here. She'ein bepachos mishlosha arba, but avo yesh bepachos migimul arba. If their width of the bottom is as you go up the slope, it's going to be within three tvachim the bottom, that the width becomes four tvachim, so then the walls are considered via lavud to be connected to the bottom, and it's no longer mechitza teluya, and then it's absolutely okay. This is a rishus hayachid. You can carry within the entire canoe, within this entire bitzah, this entire boat. So yesh bepachus migimel arba. If within the three bottom tvachim you already have the width of four tvachim wide, less lamba, then this din doesn't apply. Alternatively, the malinu. Let's say the bottom is more than three tvachim from where it's four tvachim wide, but you fill in the bottom. Imalinu kani vorabani. You fill it in with kani or reeds or rabani. Rashi says are ravos. So if you fill it in with these thin aravos, so then now the bottom is considered filled in. So we don't look at the bottom from where the point of the boat is, from the sloping down part, but you go where the top of the reeds and the aravos are. And therefore, if that's going to be four tvachim wide, within three tvachim of the top of the kani and the rabani, also less lon ba. That's not a problem. Again, diagrams make this a little bit easier to understand. You can see diagrams of this in the Pirush Chai. Gemara continues and says, Maskev lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman questions this and he says, why do we say that this is the mechitza tlui over here? Why don't we say that the mechitza, the walls, the sloping walls of the canoe, at the point where they start sloping, so let it go directly down. Halachically, this is a principle also, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, known as good ochis mechitzosa. So Rav Nachman says, why are you telling me we don't have a kosher mechitza over here? In fact, we do. Because of the principle of good ochis, the mechitza should be viewed in halacha as going straight down. After all, we find that we have accepted this in other situations. Milo Tanya, have we learned in a braisa, earlier in our Masechta, as well as Gemara in Erevin, where it taught us, Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer, Noatz Kono Birshus HaRabim. If a person put a post in Birshus HaRabim, now this post is nowhere near 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide. It's a thin post, okay? Uberosho Traskal. It goes up 10 tvachim high, so that removes it from being in the Rishus HaRabim, and on the top you put a basket. Okay, a traskal is a basket. Now, this basket is in of itself is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, but it doesn't have a height of 10 tvachim. So, in and of itself, it wouldn't be Rishus HaYochid. But we view it over here as being 10 tvachim above the ground because of the post. So, the Braisa tells us, if you have this basket that's on top of a post in the Rishus HaRabim, or Barosho Traskel, this basket's on the top, the Zorak, you throw from the Rishus HaRabim, the Noch Al Gaba, and it lands inside this basket, which is a Rishus HaYochid, according to the understanding we're going to have, Chayiv, Yechayiv, and throwing from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Now, why is this called the Rishus HaYochid? Alma, what do you see? Amrinon Gud Ochis Mechitzasa. You see, in this situation, that the basket, the walls of the basket, are considered halachically like the 10 tvachim tall, because we lower them to the ground via this halach l'moshe misinai principle called good ochis. So therefore, in the case of the basket, it is considered a rishus hayochid because of good ochis. So too, hochanami, neima, good ochis mechitzosa. So he says, so too, in our case of the boat, why don't we apply the principle of good ochis mechitzosa? That's the question that Rav Nachman asks. However, this isn't accepted by everybody. Maskev lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef himself challenges this principle of good ochis mechitzosa in regards to the case of the basket. V'lo shmielu, don't, when you bring this braisa saying that Rav Yosef Yehuda says that it is considered good ochis over here, but there's an alternative opinion that disagrees, the opinion of the Chachamim. V'lo shmielu, haven't you heard, l'ho d'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, umatubo mishum Rav Chiyah. Rav Yehuda amar Rav said, and it's wrote down the name of Rav Chiyah, v'toni Allah, and he said about this braisa, that while Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says that in the case of the basket on the top of this thin post, that it's good ochis mechitzasa, v'chachamim potrit, the Chachamim say that it's not going to be a good mechitza. And therefore, how can you tell me that in the boat case, in the bitzasa case, we should say good ochis mechitzasa? Not everybody agrees to that. Amalei Abaye. Abaye answers it as follows. He says, no, va'at lo tizbara, and you don't agree with the principle of good ochis mechitzasa? Everybody agrees with the principle of good ochis mechitzasa. So it should work in the boat case as well. Now, even if you want to tell me there's a machlokas in the basket case, but everybody agrees to the principle of good ochis mechitzasa. So he's questioning Rav Yosef. How can you question Rav Nachman? Now, how do we know that everybody agrees to good ochis mechitzasa? But Tanya, because we have another braisa that tells us, Amud b'rishus harabim. Here we have again a post in the rishus harabim. This one is gavo asar. It's also 10 tvachim tall. V'roch of dalet. But on the top, this post is 4 tefachim wide. So it's not like the thin post that we had before with a basket on the top. Here, the post itself is 4 tefachim wide on the top. The only problem is, it's not 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim wide the entire way up. Vein bikaro dalet. The Menachem Eish of Nefesh over here says it's slightly less than 4. It's a little bit less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim on the bottom. So let's say it's 3.5 by 3.5 tefachim on the bottom. And as it goes up, it becomes 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So at the point that you reach the top, it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And it's 10 tefachim tall. And therefore, in this situation, the top over here would definitely be a Rishus HaYochid. And he tells us, Yesh Bekotzer Shelo Gimel. And he says the thin part, let's say the 3.5 part, is more than 3 tefachim of the ground, so we don't include Lovin in this din. We're not in any way evoking the din of Lovin over here. So again, it's 3.5 by 3.5, let's say, tefachim, going up at least 3 tefachim. And then above 3 tefachim, it starts to widen a little bit to the 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. And now, if a person were to go and throw v'zorak from the Rishus HaRabim, v'noch al gabav, and land on the top over here, chayiv, you would be chayiv. Why is that? Al ma'aminon good achis mechitzasa. Everybody holds, not only the opinion of Yosef Yehuda, but even the Chachamim hold in this case, that we say good achis mechitzasa. So how come in our boat case, we return to our original question, the maskif of Rav Nachman, hochanami, in our case of the bitzasa, why don't we apply this universally accepted principle of good ochis mechitzasa, which is the halach l'moshe b'sinai that everybody does accept? And Abai says, we want to tell me how come in the basket case the Chachamim argue, and in the post case they don't? That's an easy answer. Me, the area, the difference between the basket case and then the wider post case is Hosam Havile Mechitza Shagidim Bokimba. The reason why the Chacham argued with Yosef Yehuda in the basket case was because underneath the basket you have only a very thin post. And in this quote, good Ochis Mechitzasa theoretical wall that you're bringing down, this halachic non existent wall that you're creating, Gideon Bokimba, the Gideon, the little goats, can go through this theoretical wall. So since this theoretical wall is being broken by the Gideon Bokimba, that's why the Chacham argued with Yosef Yehuda. Therefore, in the case where you have the thick post, Hocha, Havile Mechitza, Sheena Gideon Bokimba, in the thick post, you have, it's 3.5 tefachim by 3.5 tefachim. No gedi is going in that half tefach space over there, so we don't apply the principle of a gedi in Bokimba, and therefore we can apply the principle of good ochis mechitzasa, and therefore that explains the difference between the Chachamim saying in the larger post, the 3.5 post that becomes 4 by 4 tefachim post, they do say that that's a good mechitza, good ochis mechitzasa, and in the basket case, we had a very thin post, and the gedi in Bokimba, they don't apply the principle of good ochis mechitzasa. So Abaya has restored Rav Nachman's question. How come in the Bitzasa case we don't apply the principle of good Ochis? So the Gemara answers, Amalei Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Acha, Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Acha, says to Rav Ashi, Gabi Svina Nami, Ha'iko B'kiaz Dogim. You know why? Because just like you have Gideim Bokimba on the ground, in the water you have fish, Dogim Bokimba. And the fish make that theoretical wall that's coming down from the side of the boat, going down to the, theoretically down to parallel to where the bottom of the boat is sloped, that mechitza, the dogim bokimba. And that's why it's analogous to the case of the basket. And the Chacham disagree with Rav Yosef Yehuda in the case of the basket because of gedim bokimba. So here too, dogim bokimba. So that's the answer that Rav Acha, Bereidu Rav Acha wants to give to Rav Ashi. Amalei, Rav Ashi responds and he says, no. Bekiyas dogim lo shmei bekiya. There's goats that go through, but fish don't go through. And Mor says, how come? Umino tema. Why should we distinguish between goats going through and fish going through? If the goats going through, quote, breaks the theoretical walls, so then why aren't the fish going through also breaking the theoretical walls? So where do we see this from? You know, Tamra? So this is a question. The boy Mine, Rabbi Tavla. Rabbi Tavla asked, and the gear that we have is Mirovin. On the side it says Mirav. So Rabbi Tavla asked this question to either Rav or Rovin. Okay. Mechitza Tluya. This hanging mechitza, which we've been talking about. When you just have in the air, suspended by something, a wall that is a proper mechitza in and of itself. Let's say it's 10 tefachim, and it's surrounding an area of 4 by 4 tefachim, but it's not on the ground. It's Tluya in the air. Where would you find something like this? So he gives an example. It's very possible that you're going to find such mechitzos in a destroyed area. Let's see, at a house that's being taken down, it's old, it's broken, but you may have areas of the house where the wall on the top is still there, but on the bottom it's not there. So can this function as a mechitza? This mechitza teluya, is that a good mechitza or not? That's what Rabbi Tavla asked to Rav or Ravin. And Rav or Ravin responded, Yomalei, Ein mechitza teluya materis. No, a mechitza teluya doesn't work. We don't allow mechitza teluya to work, with the one exception, Ella, we turn to the Yomid Beis, Ella b'mayim, in water. In water, we allow a mechitza to work. For example, like we had in yesterday's shir, we had the opinion as to whether you just have to stick a plank out over the boat to allow you to draw in the water, because we said the water wasn't a karmelis, or we said according to the period that the water is a karmelis all the way to the top, not just the bottom 10 tefachim. So then you have to create a mechitza teluya. And we said you could do this. Rashi had said you just put up a mechitza 4x4, and that's fine. And Tosas has said it had to be 10 tefachim tall as well. Like we have the Gemara in Erevin that tells us a gzustra, if you have these porches and you want to draw water from underneath them, you have to have a 4x4 wall, a 4x4 tefachim wide, but it has to be 10 tefachim deep. So in any event, so this is a kula that we allow for water, but only for water. It's a kula ela b'mayim. Kil hu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. This is a leniency that the rabbis allowed only in regard to water, because of the special needs that people have for water. So they didn't institute, they didn't do a bonon over here that you can't take from the karmelis into the shusay yachid in its fullest extent. They allowed a mechitza teluya to be enough of a reason that you can do so. Otherwise, you'd be taking the water from the karmelis and putting it into shusay yachid. That would be nisidur abonon. But hey mamru, the hey mamru, they allowed us to be lenient with the mechitza teluya in regards to water. Now, here's the point that we show that the Gedi in Bokimbo is a concern, but the dog in Bokimbo is not a concern. How come we don't say over here, Vamai ho'ika b'kiyas dogim? Why did the rabbis allow this? Aren't they concerned that their theoretical walls were being broken by fish passing through them? Just like they were concerned, the Chacham were concerned that the goat passing through the theoretical walls breaks those walls in Halacha, so too the fish passing through should break it. Yet the Chacham aren't concerned by the fish, they are concerned by the goats. Where it says ha'ika b'kiyas dogim, obviously you see el shmami no b'kiyas dogim lo shma b'kiya. The rabbis weren't concerned about the fish penetrating over here, and Rashi explains. You can see these three lines on the bottom on kuf aleph amud aleph. He says lefi she'ena nirin, because we don't really see the fish, and therefore the gedi we can see the fish we don't see. Therefore the rabbis were makel. Now we continue in the Gemara by quoting the Mishnah where we said, Svinos, Kishuros, Vechule. If you have the boats tied together, then if you made an Erev Chatzeros between the boats, you can carry from one boat to the other. If it's all owned by the same person, you don't have to make an Erev Chatzeros, but that's only when they're tied together. If they're near each other, then an Erev Chatzeros won't work, or even if you own the boats yourself, you can't carry from one to the other because they could easily move away, and then you'd be carrying it over the Carmelis, and that wouldn't be allowed. Where it says, pshita, obviously, if they're tied together, they won't move apart. So therefore, you can carry from one to the other. If they're not tied together, they will move apart, so you can't carry from one to the other. Your Erev Chatzeres won't work. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava, you're right. Lo nitzucho elu lahatir bitzis shebeneim. Rashi says the bitzis is the same thing as the bitzios that we had on the Omer Aleph. He said, that's telling us over here that there's a third boat over here, and you can carry from the two tied boats as well to the little bitzis over here, this little canoe. Where it says, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. Omalei Rav Safra. Rav Safra says to Rava, Moshe. He says, you're like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mitzvah Esam brings down over here, Ein Dor Shein B'Dor K'Moshe. Every generation has its Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, every generation has its leaders. Ki Yiftach B'Dor or Kishmul B'Dor. Every generation has a great person. And he uses it as a sign of covet. He calls him Moshe. It's like saying Rosh Bahag. It's like saying great Rosh Yeshiva. You're like Moshe Rabbeinu. But he questions him. He says, Shapir Kamitz? Rashi says, Loshon Bismia. Is this really correct? Are what you're saying correct over here? That the boats are tied together and we're dealing with a third boat over here? It said in the Mishnah, Metaltel Mizu Lezu Tanan. It said you can carry from boat one to boat two that are tied together. It didn't mention anything about a bitzis, about a third ship. So Rav Safra says, I have a better teretz. El Omer Rav Safra, I'll tell you why it's not pshita. Lo nitzucha ela lo arei v'lo talta mizulazu. As I've already told you, this is where I got it from. Rav Safra says the whole chiddush over here is that you can make an erev chatzeros between two boats. And if the boats are tied together, we say you can make an erev chatzeros. Where do we learn this from? Uchidatanya. This is learned from a braisa. The braisa says, Svinos kashuras v'zu. If you have two boats that are tied together, So the Braisa says, "Ma'arvin u'metaltel mizulazu." You're allowed to go and carry from one boat to the other, owned by two different people. Midi Rabbanon, the Rabbi said, "You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus Hayochid into another Rishus Hayochid unless you make an Erev Chatzeros." So the Chiddush is that an Erev Chatzeros works over here as long as the boats are tied together. Nifsiku, but if the boats become untied on Shabbos for whatever the reason, so then that's true. So then your hetter for your Erev Chatzeros no longer applies. But Chazu v'nikshru, if you made the Erev Chatzeros before Shabbos, they were tied together at the beginning of Shabbos, that's great. But if they became untied, then you can't carry. But if they became tied again, somehow they became tied again. Chazu v'nikshru, how did they become tied again? This could be Bain Shogin. Somebody didn't know that you're not allowed to tie them together on Shabbos, and he tied them together. Or Bain Mizidin, or somebody intentionally tied them together. He didn't care that it was Shabbos. Bein Anusin was an accident. Or Bein Mutan. Mutan, Rashi says, is a misasik. You thought you were tying something else together, and you tied this together. So again, in any circumstances, intentionally, unintentionally, by accident, or through misasik, if you re-tie them together, Chazru Leteren Arishon, the original Eruv Chatzeros works again. The fact that it got tied together on Shabbos, whether it was allowed or not allowed, or incorrectly tied together, that's irrelevant. Since you had a kosher Erev Chatzeros at the start of Shabbos, if it became untied, and then no matter how it got tied together again, your Erev Chatzeros returns, Chazru Le'Teren HaRishon, you can carry it from one boat to the other. The Braisa continues, V'chei Machatzolus HaPrusos, if you have, we delete the words L'Shus HaRabim, but it's talking about in some sort of a public area that you wouldn't be allowed to carry in otherwise. So you have these mats. So people, let's say, like a sleeping bag that you roll up. But imagine it's harder and you can make it into a fence. So you unroll these mats and you put them around you. And now you have your own space that you can carry in. And a person next to you has the same sleeping bag, a big fence, a big mat. And he puts it around him. And you can combine your two spaces together with an Erev Chatzeros. Ma'arvin metaltin zumzu. So you can share your food with him. You give it to him, he gives it to you. No problem. You can make an Erev Chatzeros between these unrolled mats that are put around you like a mechitza. Again, you can see a nice picture of this in the Pirush Chai if you can't imagine what I'm saying. What happens, however, if after you made this, at the start of Shabbos it was in existence, and then niglulu, it got rolled up. Somehow the mats got rolled up. Then, that's true. Then you've lost your ability to carry from one area to the other because there's no longer an Erev around you. There's no longer a mechitza around you. However, similar to case one, where we had with the boats tied together, chazru v'nifreshu, if they got somehow rolled up back together, whether it was Bein Mishogin, whether it was by accident, Bein Mizidin, somebody did it intentionally, wasn't allowed to do this, Bein Anusin, whether it was done through a total accident, the Shogig really is that you didn't realize it, Anusin is a total accident, Bein Mutan, you weren't intending to do this, you were Misasik and you did something else. So again, no matter how it gets back together, Chazru Leteren HaRishon, so then the Mechitza is once again in existence. Since it was good at the beginning of the Shabbos, even if it became not good, but it becomes good again, it is perfectly acceptable. That's what the Braisa says. And the explanation that the Braisa gives is, Shekol Mechitza Shenasa B'Shabbos. Any Mechitza that's made on Shabbos, whether it's Bein Mishogin, Bein Mezid, whether it's done through some sort of an unintentional action, whether it's done intentionally, whether it's done through a total accident, Shema Mechitza, it is considered a valid Mechitza. Therefore, when he told us that the boats tied together is to allow an Erev Chatzeros between the tide of boats, so that's exactly what this Braisa supports. Very good. So Gemara says, Eni, wait a second, is this really true? Bama Rav Nachman taught us, Lo Shanu El Lizrok. In regards to this Braisa we just brought down that said that it returns to its status originally, Rav Nachman said, no, it doesn't return to its status for your benefit, only L'chumra. It's considered a Rishus HaYachid that now somebody throws in the Rishus HaRabim into it, there'll be Chayv HaChatas. Avol Talto, but to allow you to carry within this area, this reconstituted Erev Chatzeros, in the boat case or in the Machatzolos case, usur. So it's not really a Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't return fully Le'eterin HaRishon, just in regards to the din of being a Rishus HaYachid from throwing from the Rishus HaRabim into it, it makes you Chayv. Then, in that situation, it's only considered a mechitza, but not regarding tiltil. So, kasha on Rav Safra. Gemara says, no. Kiyit mother Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made his statement, and he said that it's alvul l'taltil is aser. He only said it, amazit itmar. His was a knas, Rashi says. The rabbi said, we don't want you to go and build this mechitza on Shabbos on purpose. You're not allowed to build things on Shabbos. So if you did it accidentally, you did it unintentionally, you did it through misasek, so fine, there's no reason to give you a knas, and it returns le'eterin harishon. But if you did it b'mezid, That's when Rav Nachman comes along and tells us, Abul Ataltal is also. It's a knas, but not because it doesn't work. And therefore, Rav Safra's point is supported by this brisa. The Gemara continues and tells us, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel tells us that when these boats are tied together, Afilu kishuros bechut hasarbo. These boats can be tied together even with a thread or a string over here of a garment. The sarbol is a certain type of a cloak. Rashi explains over here that this sarbol is shekoshin bo es beis hatzavor. It's something that you tie the neck together, and it's like a drawstring around a cloak, like you have around certain sweatshirts that you can tie it around the neck to keep it nice and cozy. So even a string like that, if you're tying the boats together, accomplishes that they're tied together for the Erech Haseres Din. Shmuel says, I don't understand what Shmuel's saying. Hechidami, what Shmuel talk about? If the string is strong enough over here to hold the boats together, so Pshita, what's he telling us? That means tied together. But if you're telling me that it's a thin string over here that can't hold the boats together, so then, Amai, should it work? Why does it work over here? How come this makes the boats consider that they won't fall apart, go apart from each other? The string will snap in a second with a heavy boat as the current carries it away. So then the string doesn't accomplish anything. So again, Mimamashach, if the string is strong enough to hold it together, Pshita, if the string's not strong enough to hold it together, it doesn't work. So what in the world is Shmuel telling us that even if the Kshuras Bechut HaSarbol, it's good? So Gemara says, La'olam diyochal amidim. Obviously, we're talking about a case where the string is strong enough to hold the boats together. It won't be ripped apart by the slightest current. So then what's the chiddush? We said pshita. So the chiddush is, Ushmul afuke midinafshe kasi. Shmuel is coming to teach us that the din over here with the boats is different than the din he himself taught us elsewhere. And don't make a comparison between those two dinim because they're different. One is in regards to Hilchos Tumah, and one is in regards to Hilchos Erev Chatzeros. And what is that? It's not. Shmuel taught us in regards to a Mishnah. This Mishnah is an Ohalos, which tells us a din of Tumas Ohel. Just to remind everybody what the din of Tumas Ohel is, when you have Nebuch, a mace, or at least even a kezias of a mace underneath the roof, so anything underneath that roof is now also going to become Tomei as an Ava Tumah from the Tumas HaMace. So therefore, there is a din of Cherev Harehu Kecholol. So if you have a metal implement underneath the Ohel HaMace, it doesn't only become an Ava Tumah, it becomes an Avi Avosa Tumah. It becomes even a higher level, it becomes just like the mace itself. And just like the mace, when it comes into contact with something, makes it into an Ava Tumah, not into a Rishon, so to the Cherev, Harehu Kecholol, any metal implement that's in the oil of the mace becomes an Avi Avosa Tumah, and anything it touches becomes an Ava Tumah, not a Rishon. Again, this is a very important din in Hilchos Tumah and Tara, that Avi Avos HaTumah is the mace, and anything that becomes like the mace is also going to be an Avi Avos HaTumah, and when it touches something, that becomes an Av HaTumah and not a Rishon. Normally, when you touch something, it becomes a Rishon. So in this situation, when you're underneath the oil of the mace, you become like the mace as an Avi Avos HaTumah. Having said that, now we can understand the Mishnah. The Tanan, Kishara B'dav HaMamida. If somebody were to go and tie something to hold it in place, for example, you have this boat that's tied over here with something strong enough to hold the boat in place. It won't snap. And this is underneath an oil mace. So for example, let's put it this way. You have some sort of a house that's on a dock. And Nebuch, the guy in the house, died. And this sturdy cable going from the boat is in the house. That's where it tied into the house. So this metal, as we'll see, this metal cable over here, this very strong metal rope is attached to something inside the house, and therefore it's in the same ohel as the mace, and therefore maybe lo tumah. This metal now becomes an avi avos hatumah. This metal, avi avos hatumah cable, when it comes into contact with the boat, makes the boat into an av hatumah. An avi avos hatumah makes the boat into an av hatumah. And the boat as an av hatumah can be metame all the kalim on the boat. Therefore, in this situation, all the kalim on the boat become tomei from contact with the boat, which is an Ava Tumah, which came into contact with the cable, the metal cable, which is an Avi Avos HaTumah, because it's in the same ohel as the mace. So therefore, maybe lo tumah. But the Braisa says, B'dover she'ein ma'amida, if it's not cherev harehu kecholol, if it's not going to be this din of metal making into an Avi Avos HaTumah, this is a rope cable over here, it's one of those thick ropes that they tie the big boats to the dock with, but this is not going to be makabel the tumah as an avi avos hatumah. So in this situation, b'davar she'ein mamida, so this rope becomes an av hatumah, and the rope over here cannot make the boat into anything other than a rishon. So the boat becomes a rishon, but now the boat is a rishon. A rishon can only be metame ochlim umashkim, but it can't be metame odom v'kelim. So in this situation, all the kelim on the boat would be metame only from a rishon, and therefore they don't become tame. So b'davar she'ein mamida, ein mevi'in lo tumah. And that on this mishnah and all those Amar Shmuel who shekshur b'shalshelish lo barzo. This only works, as we said, if the cable is made out of metal, because of the principle harehu kecholo. So therefore, in this case, only Shmuel said it must be a metal cable that ties the boats together. But that's only in regards to Ilchas Tumah V'Tara. But the Chiddush is, in our case, in regards to Ilchas Erev Chatzeros, even if it's not a metal cable, even if it's just a string, albeit it has to be strong enough to hold the boats together, but it doesn't have to be a metal string, it doesn't have to be a metal cable, it could be just a rope. Any plain rope that can hold the boats together is going to work by Erev Chatzeros, even though it won't work to transmit the Tumah to the boat, to be able to transmit the Tumah to the Kalim, because it's not Cherev Harehu Kecholo. And that's what the Gemara is now going to tell us. Linyan Tumahu, in regards to Tumah, that's where Shmuel said his din, and that's based upon the principle of Dixiv, Bachalal Cherev. This is a special din, Cherev Harehu Kecholo. And you can see this in Rashi. Rashi tells us over here, in Dibur HaMasko, the Omer Shmuel, he says, Haik Shor B'Dover HaMamida Shalsheler Shal Barzalu. That case in Tumah V'Tara had to be an iron cable. Kidin Farish Taima, as the reason is explained, V'Ozal, as I already told you, Kolomar, Kshor B'Dover Shuregil HaMidabo, they tied the boat with the normal way they tied it, which was with a heavy metal chain, Dino Shalsheles, and therefore, maybe Tumah Shemetame Sasvina, it brings the Tumah from the house to be able to be in the Tami, the boat. Now here, the Gerson Rashi's rule, and go to the side, where it says, Leos Avatumah. The boat becomes an Avatumah. And therefore, the Svina can be Metame Sakelim Shemetocha, because of the Cherev Harehu Kecholo principle. The Heve, Avi Avosatumah. The cable was Avi Avosatumah, able to be Metame, the boat is an Avatumah, able to be Metame, the Kalim inside it as a Rishon. But if it's a davar she'ein mamida, next Rashi, klomar she'ein rogel hamid ba, it's something that they didn't do the heavy boats with, kigo midi de lav matris, and maybe lo tumah. It doesn't go bring the tumah if it was a big rope. Dilu svina lo mitama machmas oso kli, lios avatumah, because the boat only becomes a rishon. This kli became an avatumah, it does become an avatumah, but an avatumah only makes the things it touches a rishon. El rishon lo tumah. And therefore, the ein mitama kelim shebesocha, a rishon can only be mitame ochlin umashkin. As I said, it's not mitame odom or kelim, and that's the chiddush of Shmuel. Vashvinu Shmuel hocha b'haik shuros masnisin avol gabed davar b'hamamada, but you know koshu mamada linyan Shabbos kasha v'lo dami l'mamida hadahosam. The dinim are different by tumah. There you need metal, but in regards to Erev Chatzeros, it's fine if it's something that can just hold the boats together. And that's what Shmuel's telling us over here. By Tumah, Cherev Harehu Kecholo, in Abul Inyan Shabbos, Kivin the Yochel Amida, as long as it's strong enough to hold it together. We delete the words Heker B'Amu, because it doesn't make any sense. Afilu B'Chod HaSarabol, even if it's a rope, it doesn't have to be a metal rope, it doesn't have to be super strong, as long as it's strong enough to hold them together, it will in fact work. And therefore, that's what Shmuel was giving us this chiddush over here to tell us, afilu kshurus b'chod hasarbol, because here it works b'chod hasarbol, as opposed to tumah, it doesn't work. But in both cases, obviously, it has to be something strong enough to hold the boat to the dock. With this, we conclude today's shiur.